Hey yo, good morning, yo. This is the Mad Rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell him why you mad.
On VSpot's Top 70 Charleston and the Surrounding Area podcast. I came in at number 3. You can't say nothing to me. My ego is on 1,000 or 997. But you get the point. Don't talk to me. What are you fake mad about today?
Yo, that's great.
Welcome to the Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B. I am Fousey B, and also the Fake Mad Mafia, episode 80. But before we get started, let me get some grooves in here real quick. Richard Roundtree, Rick O'Shea. Way better than the Samuel L. Jackson version. But that was good too. Give us some love. Rest in peace, Isaac Hayes. Open up a lot of doors. This song will be 11 minutes. You don't hear vocals until minute 10. Fake Mad Podcast. Let's introduce the Fake Mad panel first up. Coming from the mean streets of Albany, Nate D-O-double-G, introduce yourself and also make sure you remind yourself that Corey came looking for you last week or 2 weeks ago, last episode. And you,
Where's he at now, though?
You gotta.
I'm here.
You weren't here when he was here. But introduce yourself to the people.
He might be ducking me. It's Nate from Albany. You already know. If you need anything, just rent a sister. It's go time.
Yes, he has the business. If you need the sisters to put hands on a woman, Nate.
I got 3 of them.
After that, my God, we went to college together. He's him and Nate down there here every week, which I appreciate. Brian, what a why. He be knowing. Tell him about yourself. Introduce yourself. You know the rules.
Good evening, all. I am Brian with a Y, and I do be knowing, in fact, just like Fousey said. Can't talk well right now, but other than that, I'm cool.
Put your mouth out. Pause. Last up, this is my God, living in the same city I'm in now, a.k.a. Party Daddy, Jared. Tell them about yourself, and you know, you've been here before, but if they don't remember you, let them know.
I'm OG as fuck on here. It's been a while. I'm Jared. I live in Charleston, as you said, and I throw parties for a living. You can follow me on Blue Steel Productions on Instagram. We've got a big-ass Halloween party coming up this weekend.
Oh, yeah. The bar crawl. Halloween bar crawl. Blue Steel, the sponsor of this podcast. You don't say.
Forgot it was that time of year.
It is time to get the costumes ready. Hold up. I realize y'all can't hear what I'm saying hold up because I took the music off. But let's get this popping off right. Rest in peace, Richard Roundtree. I did that already. So let's get some flowers real quick. I need some flowers.
The champ is here!
Alright, this is my shit right here.
The champ is here!
This shit is crazy.
The evil genius Green Lantern.
The champ is here. The champ is here. The champ is here.
Yeah.
D-Block.
The champ
is here.
The champ is here.
Fucking with the champion.
You already.
We didn't buy any of those ads. Ranked top 3 in Charleston. They only put up 70. There's thousands of them. That's what they said. I'm reading off.
Yeah. Talk your talk.
It is an honor and a privilege to be on the third ranked podcast in the great city of Charleston.
Right. I feel like Snapple. We're number 3. Y'all can have Coke and Pepsi, but we all know Snapple better. Listen. Nah, I'm not really going to talk my shit. I just want to say thank you to everybody that listens. I appreciate y'all. Thank you to everybody that's been on the Fake Mad Mafia. Nate, Brian, Jared, Corey. Ramsey, everything. Everybody, you and Corey gotta catch the fade. Podcast
Mania.
I appreciate it. That's one accolade. I honestly didn't even know about that. Someone sent me a link to that, and I was like, oh, that's cool. You know, like, it just feels good to be appreciated sometimes. And I don't know if that's appreciation as much as just showing what we do and how we do it, but I'm down for it regardless. So I can't be mad at that. I'm feeling good today. I don't know about this, Jerry. I'm going to put you down.
Yeah.
Cat band. Outstanding.
Uncle Charlie.
This is a cookout must have. If you don't play this at your cookout, I'm leaving. Lizzie's not burnt. Your burger's not cooked right. Your steak is well
done. Because I didn't know about it, doesn't mean I make assumptions that I wouldn't.
Yeah, you're looking sweet, darling. All right, let's that's enough flowers for me. All right.
Now, hold on. Quick question before we get started. Who's 1 and 2?
That's a good question. Number one was a food podcast. And I'm not going to diss them. I like food. I told myself, I would have voted for the food too. They talk about different foods in the little country in Charleston. And then number two was like almost like a gadget podcast. They come on for like 10 minutes and they tell you how something works. I don't know. I had never heard of that one, but you know, if something's like 10 minutes, of course you're going to get the rankings. I can listen to 10 minutes of something I don't like. You know, so if I do like it, of course I'm gonna keep listening to it. So I don't know. I'll pull that up. I'll give them some props. They can get some props.
They can get some props this year because we're going to walk y'all down. I don't know. Y'all may enjoy y'all little 1-2 spots right now. We're going to walk y'all down.
We already on their hills. We came out of nowhere. We weren't on this list last year. Came out of nowhere.
Go ahead and enjoy it, man.
Was this based on like actual data from iTunes, or is this somebody's opinion?
It was. I don't know where they got the data from, but, you know, let me see if I can find it now. It looks like, like there's some changing going on in here, but I ain't gonna say nothing.
See, there we go.
The list is fluid. Anyway, we're number three. I think Let's Talk with Carolyn Murray is up there, but she was number four at the time. I don't know, it disappeared. I think I'm not gonna say it. So on this website, you can buy ads and sponsor it. I didn't buy or pay anything.
It's a wrap for y'all.
But Feedspot is 70 best Charleston podcasts. You know, let's go. We'll get back up there. The number one was called Charleston Menu, by the way. It was about dining in Charleston and whatnot. And the second one was called Biz E-Work, which is this means, I don't know, I'm trying to read their shit while I'm wrong. The sole focus is helping you mind your business. Okay. I'm gonna mind my business and get to the pod. Cause we here. We're walking them down. All right. The first topic. Nate, we're gonna start with you on this one. Should couples why are you laughing? Should couples have access to the other person's phone? You in a relationship. Should your girl be able to go to your phone when she wants?
No.
Why not?
No. And it's not like I'm like hiding anything. It's just weird. Like, cause like if I hand you my phone, I'm thinking, you know what? Like here, like make a phone call, whatever. But people just start wandering. Like, I don't want anybody to go through my shit. Like, it's not like I said, it's more of a privacy thing. Like, I pay my phone bill. Until you pay the phone bill, you don't need the passcode. So
she paid your phone bill, she can go through your phone?
Yeah, I don't care. Because it ain't my phone at that point. It's hers.
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
Yeah, legally you're right. If she pays the bill, it is hers.
Yeah.
Jared, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm torn. I guess I don't do anything that I'd be worried about anybody else seeing. But she should all, so it's like, yeah, like she should have the access to go through my phone when she wants to. but she should never feel the need. I should never put her in a position to feel the need to, let alone date somebody who's crazy enough to feel the need to, if I never put her in the position to feel the need to.
If that's that makes 90% sense. Of women. I mean,
right? I mean, take it for what it's worth. I'm just saying, like, it's also sometimes it's a way for some people to come back from trans, you know, making mistakes and whatnot. But yeah, like, I shouldn't be doing anything on my phone that I should have to hide. But she should also never have the urge to go through my phone. And there's only, you know, two ways that she have that urge. One, I gave her the reason. Two, Corey said. Nate said. Like, so I got torn, right? Like, now for like work and shit, she should know there's certain places of her phone she shouldn't like go if there's work stuff on your phone.
But you know how girls get, like they hear one of their girls be like, oh yeah, I went to my man's phone, and it's gonna get in her head. She's like, nah, I gotta go through his phone. Then she's gonna see like your whole, like all your memes and be mad. Like,
I don't want the memes to set the relationship off. Yeah.
Is she bad at memes?
What? Listen, nah.
That's because he's saving the good memes for the dude group chat. She's not laughing.
Hell
like,
yeah. I'm dead.
Yeah, she's jealous.
All the same. The Twitter
that meme. I never saw that meme before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, like the Twitter vids, all that, all of them great clips. Nah, man, that's the real gem right there. Like, they looking for the wrong shit. They looking for text messages, DMs. Nah, you got to get into the memes. That's where it's at. That's how you know if I'm born or not.
Brian, you giving your girl permission to go through your phone whenever she wants?
Yeah, you can look through the phone, but don't be bothering me crying about what you found, okay? All right? Go ahead, look at your own leisure. But just know you asked for it, all right?
Let me stop.
I ain't like that. But, I mean, yeah, she can look. I don't care. I'm like, what you call it? I ain't got nothing to hack with. Look, I don't care.
Right. See, I'm the same way. I'm like, you can go through my phone, but the problem with that is that, well, there's two problems. One, there's a privacy problem, right? Mm-hmm. Now I'm concerned that you don't respect my privacy as an individual, even though we're a couple. Two, you're going to go in there and look for something to find something that's going to hurt your feelings. You're going to go back 10 years, I'm being exact.
Right.
You might go back 10 months or whatever.
Something I forgot about.
Text message. And then it's going to be like, well, why you ain't text her and say you got a girl? You're like, why ain't talk to her?
Right. You see, the last time I talked to her was 2019. We've been locked down since.
Yeah, like then it creates a trust issue.
As you said, like if you're going in there looking for something, you're gonna find something. It's like the same thing with like all like medical reports and whatnot. If I'm trying to prove a case, I'm gonna find something that proves my case. Exactly. If I'm trying to you know what I mean, like whatever side of the argument you're on, if you spend enough time on something, you're gonna find evidence.
And
whether it's real evidence or not.
And I don't want to hear it. Leave me alone.
Right.
Go cry in the bathroom.
Let me move my things out.
Yeah. Go cry in the bathroom, man.
And definitely don't look in the group chat.
Oh, the group chat is the worst. That's
men talking there.
That's what gets you jammed up right there. Like, whew.
Yeah, you ever get in trouble with something your man did?
Yo, hey, yeah.
I'll take it to the grave for him, though. I'll take it to the grave for him. I don't want my man to get jammed up. So, yeah, I've done that plenty of times.
These the type of dudes you like to hang with? Hey, yo, go ahead, man.
Oh, he cheating on his girl. You must be ahead, cheating man. On your girl, too. Like, he ain't say he cheating.
Nah, man, I just be like, I'd be like, they come to me like, yo, did that happen? I'm like, yeah, man, I don't know. I don't think it did. I know they'd do that for me if I was in that position.
Lead the fifth. 1, 2, 3, 4. Fifth.
Yeah.
Nothing to say if it comes to my job. All right, moving on. Apparently, 30 women came together to create this list of places women refuse to go on the first date. What about the second date and beyond? Let me look at these places real quick. I apologize. I should have had it
pulled up. Birds.
That's bird talk.
Well, who are the fucking 30 women? No, who gave them the authority to make any places. Kind of fucking list?
It's on the dog app. The Twitter birds came up with it. But it's a lot of women agreeing with him. So it's like, wait a minute.
Wow. But like, all right, some of these things on this list, I agree with, but the majority, No. Like, I'm not taking you to Waffle House on the first date, because, like, if you can't fight, then you got to get beat up in the Waffle House. And
wait, first of all, Waffle House is not for a first date if it's late night.
No, because then you're going to get in a fight. And then what happens if you bring Shorty and she ain't got hands?
That's embarrassing.
Then you got to carry her out.
That's what I got to hire you. You're,
at late
you're
night, coming. My sister sleep. They got hours of operation. They have hours of operation.
9 to 5. All right, here is the list of places women absolutely refuse to go on a first date. And thank you to the ladies who reached out. So somebody asked for a list, they gave it.
I'm pissed about number 5.
So Cheesecake Factory. Your menu has way too many items on it. The food and the hospitality management degree I got makes me so triggered every time I see that.
That Cajun jambalaya joint is fire, though.
And what's that on page 16 of the menu?
I don't know, but that's the only thing I eat
that's
there.
That's crazy. Page 16 is devious.
Right, Applebee's, what's that? The 5 for $20 appetizers?
2 for $20. Oh, they got 2 for $20 entrees. Yeah.
We know which one got the dollar margarita?
Applebee's. Yeah, you can wild out at Applebee's.
What's wrong with Applebee's? Chili's. I've gone to Chili's for lunch before. I don't, you know, it's cheap little food.
Yeah.
Chipotle? What's wrong with Chipotle for a little date?
You know, especially a snow bunny.
There's no pressure. If it's a first date, you just there. I guess it is tacos, though. You might get the bubble guts. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
Olive Garden.
This is where I started to be upset.
What's wrong with Olive Garden? Wait, what'd you say, Jared?
This is where I started having a problem with the list. Don't diss the OG.
What's wrong with Olive Garden? You get the unlimited pasta, the breadsticks. You see, the problem is they think about going sitting down at the table. You're on a little date. You take it to the bar in Olive Garden where nobody really go. That way you can talk to yourself and they still give you the same foods. But y'all, it's your mind, Olive Garden. The movies? I thought a date night was is the movies like the date night thing to do? Like, what?
Back at middle school, but you can't talk to a person during a movie, so you can't get to know the person. You're not trying to hold some stranger's hand because you've been eyeing her across the classroom for a year and a half. Like, I agree with the movies.
Okay, I agree with the movies. Your house, yeah, don't take nobody to your house for the first date.
Nah, first date. Planned, unless,
not planned, but it happens.
Yeah, after the date,
yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
But the date itself can't be at your house. I agree with that one. Any fast food chain, yeah, I don't really see somebody going there. Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings is straight trash.
Hey, I like Buffalo Wild Wings. They have great happy hours.
I've only been one time. And it was great.
Yeah, happy hour solid. I can't knock.
You're not going.
Well, I went for the food, not the drinks. Sorry. Okay. The happy hour drinks are fairly priced. The food's just straight trash.
That's why you gotta get the app and you get the points and they build up.
I don't want free Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, yeah. Wingstop, I'm sorry, Rick Ross. I'm not really a fan of Wingstop. Oh, Red Lobster. Come on. The butter, the cheese biscuits.
Yeah.
A buffet. Why can't I take you to a buffet? You get any selection of food you want. We don't have to go to one specific food and you can have as much as you want. That sounds like a great idea to me. IHOP, late night, Denny's, you gotta know how to fight there too.
Yep. Right,
let's skip course and ask, who the fuck is taking somebody to a date at the gym?
You not about to see this bad body perform. Not like this. Not like this.
Let me show you why they call me that bod. I don't know though, Brian. You massage therapist. You can get away with giving her a massage for the first date.
Oh, you see,
not at the gym.
Dang,
ain't at his house after the date.
I might have to put that back on the list. All
right. This next one's worse than the movies.
Church.
Yeah, that's
crazy. All right. Hear me out. Hear me out.
We gonna meet Jesus.
Like, so you might not bring them to church, but the ones that be giving it up be at church. So, like, maybe if you show up on, like, the first Sunday, you see the one girl trying to get right with the Lord.
Date, she's,
That first date is different. Yeah, first date, nah.
That's when you meet them. The first date, you not.
What happened if you meet a Christ loving female and then you just bust her down in the basement? Drink the blood that's of your first. Your first date is communion Sunday. You break her down in the basement for like with your little jean suit on with the Jordans. You know the Easter uniform.
Too old. We still take her to the basement of the church.
That's how you know I'm seasoned, man. I'm
you're getting in real trouble now for taking somebody to the basement of the church.
She's getting saved so she can give it to you later. Starbucks. All right, so Starbucks and then there's coffee dates, which is right after each other, and then ice cream dates. I don't have a problem with this for the first date because I feel like sometimes women need a sense of security and a coffee date. On like you are I mean ice cream date, that sounds like a teenage love, but
how like stupid is this fucking list when number 17 is Starbucks, 18th coffee dates? The entire list is erroneous based on that.
They sell more than coffee at Starbucks. Could be a tea date.
the coffee date is probably like the little like mom and pop joints.
There you go. Yeah, you know, so I don't have a problem.
Are we really differentiating that.
Yeah, they're different.
Well, look, so you can get to know someone on a coffee date, right? There's no, you're not buying dinner, so.
But you can't at Starbucks? Expectation.
Would you, dinner at Starbucks?
You can get to know them at a coffee date, but you can't get to know them at Starbucks.
No, I'm saying, I'm going with Starbucks. You can do it at both. The next one, I wouldn't do this. Family functions, like a family reunion or something?
Yeah, no.
Well, that's absolutely fucking asinine. How in the fucking world did this happen frequently enough that it made the list?
That's a great question.
This is what women won't do. So maybe this hasn't happened to them, but in their mind, this is not what
they're doing. I feel like in order for you to put that on the list, though, it had to have happened.
Yeah.
Well, who out there took their first date to family game night?
No way.
All right, movie night. So, I mean, Netflix, Hulu, and that'd be the same thing as taking it to your house, but all
right. Right.
Somewhere again, that requires a long
shooting holes in this drive. Fucking list.
Somewhere that requires a long drive. What?
I get that because if you don't know the girl, you can read this one two ways. She's required to drive a long way, or she's required to be in your car with you while you drive a long way. And I can see how either of those two would be upsetting. Yeah. That's one of the few things I don't have any issues with.
Yeah.
I don't like car rides, so I'm good.
You got some trauma you want to unpack, Nate?
Nah, I just not. Well, yeah, you know. I've taken a couple long drives, but not with no chick, but I don't like being in the car like that. And
I think you can like talk to someone and have a great date bowling on the first date. You just can't beat her. Not let her win.
Man, I'm not about to bowl a 19 so she can win, bro. No.
I'm going to bowl a 19 because I'm trash.
No.
Bowling's actually a great interactive activity. Like, this is a garbage addition to this list. I said originally thought there was only four problems I had on the list, or objections. I have other problems that aren't objections. Bowling cannot be on this list.
All right, what about a hookah bar? I don't do hookah, and I think you guys need to stop doing that whole hookah thing because you think it looks cool. Mm-hmm. It doesn't.
Talk to your boy Tesh.
Go hard. Smoke
Opie. Tesh, stop hitting the hookah bars.
Smoke the Opie. Now people dabbling in the hookah.
Now people like bring their own like hoses to the place, don't they?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know, Nate.
Or at least their mouthpiece.
I don't smoke hookah. I only smoke weed. I ain't gonna.
You put that in the hookah. What you mean?
Or I could just go to a weed lounge and smoke my cones.
That's true.
The next one is a nightclub. I jumped it. No, nightclubs, hookah bar, a bar for just drinks.
I have not been on a first date since 2006. If that is not an option.
So I seen somebody talk about the nightclub. He was like, I take a girl to a nightclub to see who else know her. You know what I'm saying? Depending on how many hugs you get, I'm gonna leave you right there.
That's kind of swaggy.
I mean, yeah, that's thinking third. And I like that. I like the thought. You get her to the nightclub later.
Uh-huh.
But
Secondary.
You can't lead with somewhere you can't talk. Church. Oh, yeah. A nightclub.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to bring this to a nightclub and find out how many people know her. Because, like, that's actually kind of traumatizing.
Right, you thought you found the one and she didn't hug.
Yeah, she was the one that she was the one to 20 of them.
Right.
One exponential. Waffle House.
But, you know, I think you might be falsely put, you know, she could have dated somebody who worked there for 5 years and never slept with any of the guys who hugged her. She was just at the club all the time.
Wait, Jared, if she dated somebody that worked there, we should not be going to for a first date.
But she might not know that's where you plan on taking her.
Where her ex worked at.
You could literally just walk in and the girl was just too timid to say, shit, we probably shouldn't go in here for X, Y, and Z purposes.
That's a red
flag. That's the girl who can't look through my phone. That's the one that can't. Because clearly she...
And then the last one, well, Waffle House, which is, you know, pretty much IHOP, but different franchise. And sports events. We can't go to a sport event? What if you...
That's dumb as fuck.
Yeah, like
maybe if you got nosebleeds, but if I got these courtside seats, you're coming to the game. Don't tell me that you're not. Like, don't lie. You want to be down. You want to be on TV. Come on.
You want to see LeBron miss that shot?
All right. So, Jared, what do you think about the list in its entirety?
I feel like we've covered that pretty thoroughly. Fucking garbage. Most of the things shouldn't be on the list. And the fact that you had coffee and Starbucks listed separately, his house and Netflix and chill listed separately. Like, the people who answered this list are stupid for some of the submissions. But the person who curated this list and put it together is the dumbest of them all.
Because you saw the mistakes and you still wrote them down. You could have just...
Right, like...
You could have condensed a lot of
this. You had coffee and you had coffee shop at Starbucks back the fuck back. So, like, it's not like you wrote it and two and forgot about it by 29.
Right.
It was back, fucking back. Like,
Shout out to the Aces.
Typically, when I see a list and I find, like, two or three, like, egregious errors, I throw out the entire fucking list.
Start over. Nate, what are your thoughts on this list?
The list is a mess. And I feel like all the women who made it have either had really bad experiences at some of these places, or they just trying to be funny. But I'm going to take you to one of these. And if you don't like it, then you can just leave. Cause if they have endless shrimp at Red Lobster, like, we're getting endless shrimp. Like, what did Pimp C say? We eat so many shrimp, we got iodine poison. That's what we're doing. Like, we eating it.
Nate, if you ever visit Charleston, I'll take you on a date to Red Lobster, bud.
There we go. I'm in. I got Southwest points. We out.
Cheddar biscuits and endless shrimp, and we're gonna have to roll us out of there.
See,
Brian, what do you?
There we go.
Man, I agree with the list. Man, she don't want to go. I ain't taking her. I'm trying to score. You dig? That ain't if the goal is to score, and this is the defensive line. Are we going around the line, baby? I can find somewhere else to go. Don't worry about it. Now, the second, third, fourth day, you know, we probably going to have to tap somebody. You know what I'm saying? But the first day, all right, cool. I can find something. I could be creative.
All right. Well, speaking of lobster, I saw something with Uncle Shay. He got a little show with Ocho Cinco, and this was funny.
Like, well, damn, what she going to order? I say, you gonna go ahead, you gonna order something? She say, I'm trying to figure out what go with lobster. I say, condoms. I say, cause if you order that, we gonna have sex tonight.
That's Shannon.
Oh
my God.
I did not expect that at all.
Wow, boy. And the thing is, he was dead serious. I know he was dead serious when he said it.
No, he was. To give it context, he was talking about before he was, like, really rich. It was in the 90s, and, you know, his brother was in the league before he was, so he had a couple of dollars. But, you know, the girl just going to try and go wild, and he ordered something that wasn't expensive, and she said lobster. So.
No, it wasn't just that. She said, I'm trying to figure out what goes with lobster. Yeah. We're not stopping at the lobster. I need something else.
Condoms. Yo, Uncle Shay Shay, man.
Hey, if they can make their lists, we can make our lists. Like, if I cannot take you to Red Lobster, you cannot order shrimp. Like, okay, shit, women shouldn't do order on the first date. How about that? Let's make our list for the next episode.
You know, isn't that romantic though? If I order food for her on the first date, cool. But with mine, like, I order something she's allergic to.
Right?
Yeah. No, I'm saying is shit. Women should not order.
Quick
on the
quick
like, question. So like quick places we can't take them. All right, well, then shit, you can't fucking order.
Quick question for the group. Have any of you guys ever purchased a lobster at Red Lobster?
Nah, just a shrimp.
Yeah, I've never bought a lobster at Red Lobster.
I had my lobster tail. Does that count?
I had lobster tail. Yeah. I've never bought like a whole lobster there. I don't even
know. It's actually good.
If they got one thing that they do right, it's a lobster. And a biscuit.
And a biscuit. That's the biscuits. I'm with Jared. I don't think I ever bought a lobster there.
Oh, I have.
Yeah, no, I've done it like once.
I know
it ain't cheap,
used
though.
To be peasant food, and the royalty used to eat peanut butter and jelly.
That's funny.
Well, nah. Shit, Fousey, to support the Red Lobster theory here further, do you remember that longtime governor of Maryland? It was a guy right before Paris Glendening. Man, he was the governor for like 20-some-odd years. I was in Red Lobster in Annapolis one time, and he came and sat at the table next to me. If it's good enough for the governor of 30 years, it's good enough for some random girl on the first date.
Wait, was it the crackhead governor? Or that's
No. That was the mayor of D.C.
First of all, you're not going to talk about my mayor like that.
Rest in peace, Mary and Barry.
Oh, my God, man. He took good care of us. That says a lot about your political system when the best candidate for you is a crackhead.
Is a crackhead.
He got elected again.
he got, because he was the best. We fight for our lives, man. We need it back.
People want somebody they can relate to.
And damn it,
everybody was on that shit back then.
He was the mayor and he fixed your car for $20.
He got us the summer job program, man. He looked out. Mary and Barry was a real one.
All right, moving on. Speaking of real. No, that's I'm not.
Who's the crackhead?
Transition well. Dwight Howard. Have y'all read about Dwight Howard? No, it's okay. I got y'all covered. Let Pastor Murder Mace tell us about Dwight Howard really quick.
Never consent you if you surprise somebody.
It's never consensual if you surprise somebody.
Is never consent you if you surprise somebody. I don't be meaning to laugh. Sometimes I make myself laugh, but it's not funny. But it is funny.
Stupid, man.
Yo, he said it's consensual. So just think, you're somewhere, you're with somebody, and somebody walk out of the side door with a leprechaun outfit on. It's not longer consensual.
Yo.
All right, to give context to that. Dwight Howard, admits to meeting man for threesome, but he denies a sexual assault claim. He's in the midst of a sexual assault lawsuit. For those who don't know, a few months ago, he was accused of engaging in a non-consensual sex with a man named Stephen Harper. Overall, the man had text messages as well as an Uber receipt that allegedly proved their meeting. Harper explained, Howard allegedly invited him over for sex, but when he got there, there was a man dressed as a woman who wanted to be called Kitty. Here, Kitty, Kitty. Harper was not aware that Kitty would be there. Howard allegedly pressured the man into a threesome. At one point, he describes Howard taking his underwear off despite Harper not consenting to it. A grown man is not taking my underwear off without me consenting. Howard allegedly performed oral sex on the man before realizing Harper wasn't into it. From there, Howard allegedly had sex with Kitty while Harper watched. According to Radar Online, Howard has since admitted to wanting to hook up with Harper. He also admitted to Kitty being there. He says it was all consensual. So That's back what Mace was saying.
It's never consensual if you surprise somebody.
So, one, pause, Dwight Howard. Two, what you do in your bedroom is what you do in your bedroom. But apparently he texted, he DM'd this guy on IG and said, hey, man, Dwight Howard, you want to hang out or whatever? And the guy's like, I'm a fan. So apparently he was going over there to have sex with Dwight Howard and ended up going over to have sex with Dwight Howard and Kitty Howard. So apparently Dwight grabbed Mr. Harper by the thighs, forcibly removed his underwear, held him down, and performed non-consensual oral sex on Mr. Harper.
No, you're not just grabbing me by my thigh. Like,
Mr. Harper was in fear of imminent bodily harm when he was pinned down and forced to remain in place while the defendant gave him head. He's in the midst of suing Howard for assault, battery, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and false imprisonment. I mean, Dwight is a, well, false. He's a very athletic person. So I can see him holding down somebody. But what do we, Mace?
It's never consensual if you surprise somebody.
Brian, let's start with you. What are your thoughts on this? And is this the reason why Dwight Howard is not in the NBA anymore?
Yo, this is why y'all need to tap into your Second Amendment right, bro. Y'all can't just be walking up in these strangers' house without a pistol on you. Because Dwight Howard is 6'10", 265 pounds, bro. You think you just going to stop him. You're not. You average body person, he going to do what he want with you, man. You need to carry a pistol with you at all times. Not with Mace, bro.
Like a rag doll.
Yeah, even if you agree to that. Cuz coming out the cut. Nah, man.
He's saying Kitty popped out of that.
Yeah.
Door.
It's never consensual if you surprise somebody.
Oh, that I'm gonna put that as the title.
Also,
it's never consensual if you surprise.
Also, I think it's funny how Dwight said, look, Dwight ain't say I ain't do it. Dwight said, man, everybody was cool.
He denied it at first. But now he admits.
Here's
the thing, right? I think in him admitting it, he thinks it's going to supersede some of that lawsuit against him. It's like, no. We definitely were there. We definitely were there for that. Because now the receipts the guy has from the Uber, well, yeah, mm-hmm. Of course you have Uber there because we consented to do this. And
right. The
message is like, yeah, we agreed to do this. At least that's my opinion. Jared, what are your thoughts on this? And do you agree with Pastor Mace?
It's never consensual if you surprise somebody.
I had no idea the story was Dwight Howard went down or that was the things that he was into, but that's really not my fucking business because he's a basketball player and he's not my friend. So I don't even know what he's doing in his bedroom. But are we talking about Dwight or are we talking about Mace?
You said about Nate or about
Mace or Dwight?
Hey, you.
Are we talking about what Pastor Mace said or what Dwight is accused of doing?
What do you think of all of it? I agree with Mace, by the way, but what do you think of all of it? Like, about Kitty popping up out of nowhere?
I don't think Pastor Mace's thesis is applicable to all situations. You got to be able to surprise your girlfriend from time to time. Like, not consensual if I surprise her that Fousey's here and she didn't, and then once I surprise her, she doesn't consent to Fousey's engagement in the situation. But
I'm not gonna be there and I'm not gonna be wearing a dress.
No, it's the kitty.
There's gotta be situations where you can surprise your lover, but yes,
I think
somebody who's your first, second, third time lover, you don't know what their boundaries are. But you never surprise sex somebody?
No, that's a
fuck. You gotta define that, Jared. You gotta put a definition to that one, Jared.
Never consent you if you surprise somebody.
You mean like what you mean by like surprise, like on the rollover or
what you mean
like she thought we're just cooking breakfast in the kitchen and boom. kitchen okay, sex. She thought she was looking cute in that t-shirt with no underwear on.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, but
I feel like that's implied if you're dating her and she like, you know,
that's more like that's more unexpected than a surprise. I would call that more unexpected than a surprise.
And it's consensual. She let you do it.
That's my point.
Nate, what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, all right. So I got a couple questions.
I have some concerns.
So was he in Taiwan doing this with like a little Asian man?
You're going crazy. Hey, yo. That's sick. That's probably who Kitty. He probably had on a Hello Kitty outfit.
Hello Kitty.
Wearing a full Hello Kitty, the mascot helmet and everything.
Cause like if he was over there doing
this is America. They,
oh, he wildin'.
He just going just running through him in Taiwan.
I heard a different story, not that one, but another one. Unless it connected, he was DMing somebody and like he had like his kid in the other room, and he's like, "Yo, the baby's sleeping. Like you can come to the crib." Like Dwight, like for a couple years now, but this
bro. The fact that you're
freak ball.
I could never be bold enough to just DM somebody something like, nah, bro. Especially
now in the days of screenshotting. Yeah. Hell no.
No, no, no. You're not about to have me on record saying this wild freaky dick stuff. But I got to say this.
Do that. Hey, I can't speak for you two gentlemen, but I know I'm not famous and I still couldn't get away with doing that shit. Let alone somebody who's got so much to lose like Dwight.
Well, now they got them bullshit. Are we dating the same man website?
Don't make me go back on it again.
I do too. I just saw somebody I know on one.
It's never consent you if you surprise
him. He ain't do it.
All right.
I think what they said was fucking hysterical, but I don't believe we should necessarily live our lives by that premise.
You said, well, who said?
What May said, it's never consensual, especially with his delivery. Fucking hysterical. But I don't know if I want to live that way.
But like, he couldn't find nobody else better than Kitty.
Wait.
Like,
he couldn't get like a... I think you, Jerry, when you say you don't want to live that way, I think you want to live where consensual.
I want to live where surprise sex can potentially be consensual. Mace is saying it never is, and I would argue that sometimes it is.
Never. I mean, I guess he did say never.
He did say never, but I don't think he implied never. He wasn't talking about
every case.
He meant like in these situations.
Never consent you if you surprise somebody.
Yeah,
the second word what he said.
Jared, he did go on in the rest of the interview to explain, like, you can't, and what we were talking about, like, you can't say, all right, me and you gonna do something, and then the third party come, nah, we ain't, nah, the whole thing is off.
Literally, come
agree with that,
huh?
Yeah. Yo, I'm on board with that. Keep going, This makes sense. It makes sense, but people be lying, and folks can't get help if y'all lie. So that's not consensual. Consensual is agreeing beforehand on what's going to happen. If it's not agreed to beforehand, it's not consensual. Young guys need to know this. Young ladies need to know this. It's not consensual if it's not agreed to beforehand. To put somebody on the spot and say, oh, it's consensual. No, it doesn't. Consensual doesn't work like that.
You basically can't tell somebody what's consensual. And I think he's speaking definitely to situations like this. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to meet Dwight Howard, expect Kitty to hop out the closet in a dress.
And that's the thing. So back to what Brian is saying, if you had like the piece on you, Kitty is going on a t-shirt. Like,
man, they both go. I'm gonna hit Dwight first. He's an athlete.
Whoa, you gonna hit Dwight?
He gonna grab your thighs.
He's
about to hold you down and give you some man head.
That's gotta be scary, bro. That's legit gotta be scary. Yo.
I got mad questions, but I'm not asking them.
You never asked the question. What was your question?
No, I asked if it was a little Taiwanese dude. If he was busting. Nah, I got other ones, but I'm not tonight. Nope.
Because he's not a small person, bro. Like, you not.
Yeah, like how he
Howard performed oral sex on the man before realizing Harper wasn't into it. Like,
he had him on the edge of the bed.
Turned on.
Right, that was crazy. What you gonna do, bro? What you gonna do?
Should not take very long at all to figure out the other person's not into it.
No.
Yo, he was mad scared. His joint shriveled up because Dwight Howard is looking
at him. No.
He saw the Superman cape and got scared.
No, imagine Dwight Howard get on his knees and y'all still out of eye. Not, bro. This is a large human, yo.
This is what I was getting at. Like, was Dwight hanging off the bed?
Oh, God.
He's like 7 feet tall. He mad doofy. Like.
And muscular. He gonna hold you down.
Yeah, bro. He jumped big over shoulders in between your lip. Man, get y'all a pistol, man. Stop playing. Stop playing with your safety, yo.
So do we ain't
never making
God,
it back to the Lakers.
It was that Dwight forced him to, I don't know what he forced him to do, but do we believe that that's the case?
Say it again, Fousey.
Do we believe that it wasn't consensual?
I believe that it wasn't, but I thought that on some, like, the white thought it was, oh, it's cool, it's Kitty, you know, Kitty cool, you know what I'm saying?
All my dudes.
yeah, me and Kitty, we always hanging out. Like, man, I've never seen this person.
Didn't the article you had us originally read say a person dressed as a woman? It didn't actually define the gender or sex of the Kitty person.
Yeah, so Kitty might be like, or Kitty might be like a Kendra,
a trans, or a she. It does not define what their gender is, but it's implied that this is a man who is dressed as a woman. It did say that. So.
That's I don't think we have enough to make an assertion whether or not this is.
Yeah,
sexual or not, but
it was a man dressed as a woman who wanted to be called Kitty. First off, you walk into a room to have sex with Dwight Howard, and
that's
you
crazy.
A dude in a dress, like, hey man, what's going on? Call me Kitty.
hey, yo, back up.
Already might be time to leave.
Hey, back up.
It might be one of his teammates from the Taiwanese team. Oh, you never
because that's the Hello Kitty. Where's Hello Kitty from? Let's look this up. Is it from
Japan? I believe
Japan. I feel like that's close.
It's Asian.
Well, I'm gonna lean Asian. Towards this was not consensual.
Yeah.
No.
So you but it had nothing it? To it did not specifically have anything to do with the surprise.
That's one hell of a surprise, man.
That's so like but like what if Kitty was also like 6'10"?
Oh, that's even worse. Oh, yeah. Hey, yo, let me out.
You get jumped by two powerful.
Dang, let me out, dog.
Box him out.
Hey, there was a hotel. Hey, man, let me go get some ice real quick from the machine. I'll be right
there. I don't know what type of train y'all think y'all about to run on me.
I'm getting a Powerade and a police. Like, I'm out.
Yo, girl. Yeah, man, yo, this my ex Lisa, man. We used to talk back after my mom's kicked me out the house, you know.
My nigga, that's a man.
How did you have that soundbite ready?
Yo. Yeah, I did. Why? I'm still trying to figure out why he never got up from in between that conversation, yo. I don't care what y'all say, I'm moving.
So
something like
here,
fart
here,
or something, like scare him.
Consensual because he said he forced him to, but from the gate, once you walk in there and you see Kitty there, and it says that Dwight Howard has reached out to Cameron, so he's going to be on It Is What It Is to tell his side of the story. That should be funny because
Cameron Mays. They go every other word, pause.
Yo, can you record that and send it to me?
That would be the last show I go. They're not going to take that serious at all. I would not go on their show, bro.
They're going to fight.
Saying it's consensual without laughing. And ever since Cam got new teeth, he be laughing up a storm. He always.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So. Cam give the big smile now.
You just hear me every time. Shout out to this. It's a very funny sports podcast. But that's why I was leaning towards, like, is it really not consensual?
Right.
Once Kitty introduced themselves, like, oh, like they just go to work. This is Kitty. Take your pants off. You know, like
I think that's the only part that's probably not consensual is the Kitty thing. Cause, like,
yeah,
you clearly got the proof that
he came to come.
That's like, a lot. I mean, you can't minimize that though, Nate. Like, extra penis in the mix is a lot.
No.
Lot. Wait a minute.
One
more penis is a lot, bro.
But if you like penis, like if one more vagina, would you call that a lot?
That's different.
Yes, you can have a pussy overload.
The high pitch is what got me there. We're talking about endless shrimp. More shrimp's not bad. Like if you're into something, more of it's not always a bad
thing. Never consent you if you surprise somebody.
That's funny.
Yeah, because what happened if
you have my consent to always surprise me with endless shrimp. And I'm talking about the seafood.
I was like, you got to be specific. Kitty got that shrimp.
Nah,
if I walk in a room and Kitty is there with endless, well, first of all, actually, no, I'm not putting myself in any scenarios. No.
Right.
No.
There you go, Nate. There you go. Clean it up, Nate.
Fuck Dwight.
But Nate, if you walked in.
Yeah, that's what Dwight said.
If you went to go see Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears is there, you're going to have a
which
good
Britney?
Nah, I would be uncomfortable. I would
like saggy draws Britney, like holding the fake knives Britney, or like isn't she Britney. Lucky Britney, like oops I did it again Britney, because that's two different Britneys.
Oh, you got two
different. I don't want that saggy draws when that be on IG right now. I don't want
you
that.
Open the door Britney Spears and hey yo goodbye.
Y'all not smashing Britney Spears? I said Smears.
Exactly. No, you said it right.
Yes. Gary, smashing Britney Spears right now?
I'm not gonna say no.
Man,
I'm sure as shit. I'm sure as shit not leaving Christina Aguilera's house if I get there and today's Britney's there.
Oh yeah, I'm not gonna cry about it. Like, oh, I might cry like tears of joy. Like, can I be like the genie in a bottle? Yeah.
Like 19, 20 year old Jared, if they can see me now. I did it, boys!
It's never consent you if you surprise someone.
Oh, man.
All right, let's...
I would not feel safe. But shout out to y'all. All
right, I thought you gave Dwight Howard way too much time.
Wait, hold on. I got one more question.
Go ahead.
You know how like they had that rumor where Derek Jeter was giving out the baskets?
You think Dwight was giving out, that wasn't a rumor. It was true. He was giving baskets to all the women he dated.
You think Dwight giving out jerseys?
Oh man, he giving out stuff. Yeah, he giving out stuff. Hello Kitties, man.
You know, what's his stuff with?
You know how like when that's girls sick. Walk around with the extra long T-shirt on, you just put Dwight jersey on.
That's
it's like a 4X.
That's sick. Bro. That's so bad.
I think I threw up a little bit in my mouth.
It's never consent you if you surprise someone.
Why does Mace sound so fucked up in that clip?
He sounds like that all the time. That's a...
He talks very, even when he's a pastor, he talks very slow because he's very cautious about the words that he uses. So
yeah, especially this topic. You gotta...
It sounds more like a slur than a speed issue.
You got to watch the show. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, we got to move forward. Yeah. I'll watch the Mace. I loved his album in 96.
You can just watch the clips and you'll just die the whole time. Like, they got a little YouTube compilation.
Pause. Yo, they've started bringing up. So Cam brought up some suspect lyrics, Mace said. And Mace was like, all right, cool.
I got
Mace
you.
Mace came back and brought up some suspect lyrics that he said. And so now they got a war where they're going to keep doing that now. Like this. And Mace is like, nah, as soon as you brought up my lyrics, the fans on Twitter started sending me a bunch of lyrics of things you said. Like, and one of them, Cam, was like, my hollow will swallow somebody or something. He's like, what'd you mean by that? Nah, they're funny. All right, back to the Fake Man podcast with Fousey B and the Fake Man Mafia. Moving on. Shout out to what's the guy's name? Shout out, not Kitty Howard, not Dwight. Shout out to Stephen Harper, because I'm sure you've been like through a lot.
Like the book dude?
No, that's the name of the dude who's suing.
Oh,
Dwight.
That's Harper Hill, I think.
Stephen Harper is the guy.
Harper Hill, ain't going.
That'd be mad funny if it was Harper Hill. It's like, damn, Dwight. We're gonna write a book on you, bro. Y'all make me. All right, let's start with Nate on this one. Would you rather be an escort for a year and make $5 million? Or would you rather be a stripper for a year and make $100K? And if you're wondering,
it's never consensual if you surprise somebody.
Is there protection being used?
I hope so. I don't know.
Look, this is your business. You know what I'm saying?
You're an independent operator. You make the rules.
All right. So it's like that. It's like that movie Hung, or that show Hung, where the homeboy was a teacher, but teachers don't make money, so he was fucking chicks on the side. I would do that for $5 million.
Yeah, but did you see the chicks? I mean, I didn't see every single episode, but most of them they were quite attractive, million. Weren't they?
Sorry. Once I take my glasses off, everybody looked the same.
And that's how you end up with Kitty.
I was Jerry. Beat me to it.
I'm not wearing a jersey. Like y'all not putting me in
the jersey.
You mighty
tall, girl. You play volleyball? No, I was in the NBA. Jerry, what
up? You know, I was immediately at the stripper for $100,000. Nate might got me to double think a little bit, but I think I'm going to stick with the stripper for now.
You want to be a stripper?
I mean, I already wear the Speedos, you know? It's like, it's not that much further for me to go to be a stripper.
Okay. Brian.
Why are you wearing Speedos?
Going escort route.
Yeah, I was gonna let him cook, Nate. I was not going to ask. Speedo? I was not going to ask. Yo, the scary thing about an escort is, like, you realize might have to do some Dwight Howard Kitty stuff, right? Like, you don't know what people gonna want to do, especially make $5 million in a year. Like, you gotta do some X-rated stuff to make that type of money, man. I don't know if I could look myself in the mirror. Could they be telling the story? Them girls that be flying to Dubai for free, they be telling stories, man.
Oh,
they
be, damn.
Yeah. They be saying they had animals involved and all that, man.
Bestiality.
You said what?
I didn't interpret the question that way. I interpreted, you originally thought it like, you are your own boss. You can say no to a client.
That's true. That's true.
But yeah, I'm not going to Dubai. Wait
a minute, Jared. What if your client surprises you? It's consensual.
I did not say all surprise sex is consensual. I said some surprise sex can be consensual. That is my thesis, Pastor Mace. I mean, I interpret it, if this is your own operation, you say no to a client, I'm starting to think more about the prostitute portion, but
sex workers.
You gotta, I would imagine it. And I think the last time I was on the show, we were talking about today's going rates for these things. I wasn't factoring in like, what's today's going rate. $40 going $5 million in a year. But I wasn't factoring that in. Like, if you're just saying I gotta be a prostitute, I gotta work normal prostitute hours, I get to pick my clients and I get $5 million at the end of it, I'd probably be able to do it.
Wait, what are prostitute hours?
I mean, honestly, you don't have to fuck. You can turn down the bottom of the barrel clients. You don't have to,
you can be at the bottom of the
animals
barrel.
Animals in Dubai and things of that nature.
Bestiality. Huh? Right? That's bestiality. You gotta, when you sleep with animals.
Right.
You got to cover a lot of ground to make $5 million in a year.
Well, that's my point. I'm taking that equation. It's almost like somebody tells you you're a prostitute. You're not getting paid per gig. You do it for a year, you get the $5 million. So you don't have to do like the above and beyond shit.
So like a salary worker. Instead of, okay, all right.
Salary
sex worker.
Got you.
That's how if you're talking about the way you're thinking about it, absolutely the fuck that I'm going right back to stripper. Mm-hmm. So I need more details before I can answer this question, I guess.
yeah, that's a real question, Jared. Because what do I have to do? Because I pretty much know what a stripper got, but I don't want my body.
Just so y'all know, to make $5 million a year, that's $20,830 a day.
Oh, you got, oh God, you gotta get slutted out, bro.
But what happens if
you're a filth ball? You got it.
But it's only 365 days, right? Like, I got.
Oh, I need my weekends off.
I, you know, I'm
gotta smashing on it out right. As long or as it's not two... a leap year.
But no, but no, I don't know, Jared. You can't take weekends off. That seems like a job that you're going to make most of your money on the weekend.
Well, I'm going to say, or at least give me 2 days during the week back to back. Yeah, off. Yeah. Don't give me that like Monday, Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah. Wednesday seem like it's probably pretty slow. You can get away Tuesday, Wednesday off.
How you going?
Right.
Because I do massage. So people usually off work on the weekends. So, you know what I'm saying? They won't want the massage.
Right, no, I agree.
But now, also, since a lot of people working from home, you might be able to clock some midweek hours, man.
I would also think, like most things, in the prime time hours, you can charge more.
That too.
Like, you're not charging the same at noon on Wednesday as you're charging at midnight on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. That too. That's a good point. Good point, Jared.
3.7% of all households in America make $5 million.
I could be one of those.
3.7 make 5 million.
3.7% make 5 million.
That's what I meant. Sorry.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I could be one of
that's
those.
High. That's high. Tell me how.
Very that small. Is scary to me.
All right. So you guys all the prostitutes.
After all that argument, yeah, I'm probably still
going. Yeah, I'm converted.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the last one. We wasted a lot of time on Dwight Howard. It was mad funny. I was in Seattle. It was very fun out there. One of my coworkers, we drove past Dave and Buster's, and I was like, "Oh, look, it's Dave and Buster's," and she was fucking flustered. She's like, "Wait, why'd you say it like that?" She thought it was like two different places, like. Is there a Dave's and a Buster's? And I was just like, wow.
You know what? There's probably a town somewhere that has a Dave's and a Buster's. And a
Dwight.
Yo.
All right. This is from 6BC, Six Black Chicks. My boyfriend and I eat in bed. If we're high, we may include food in our sex play and fall asleep with crumbs on the sheets. So when he was going down on me, he swears he saw a roach come out of me. I may have roaches. So maybe a roach came from under the crease, fold, in my stomach, but I know it didn't walk out of my vagina.
Wait, what? Oh.
He argues that it definitely crawled from inside me, and he won't see me again without a doctor's note. I refuse to go to a doctor, because if it was a roach in my vagina... and he saw it crawl out, it's gone. What's the doctor gonna do? He should take my word for it that I don't have a roach cooch, but he's avoiding me. Jared, what are our thoughts on this?
So much to unpack here. First of all, it does say my boyfriend. It doesn't say like my sometimes lover, or, you know, my fuck buddy, whatever.
Right.
It's like that, to me, just takes us to a whole different fucking level. But
I'm supposed to accept the roach?
I would be creeped the fuck out. If I thought and was convinced I saw a roach crawl out of the girl I was sleeping with's vagina. But at the same point in time, she's got a great fucking point that what the fuck's a doctor gonna do if the roach is already gone? Maybe check for eggs or any kind of roach poop and prove that it was once in there?
I feel like that's an important thing. Oh,
yeah.
But why is she also so stubborn to go to the doctors? Like I think they're both asinine and assholes in this situation. Like, why is she stubborn to go to the doctor? But also, what's the doctor going to tell you? Why is he stubborn if it's his girlfriend? Like, you know, like...
vagina.
Also, like, a fucking roach caught out of her vagina? I don't fucking think so. She would have known the roach was fucking in her vagina and would never have gotten to that fucking point that she would let you watch it come the fuck out.
I don't know.
So that's... Wait, you know what that was?
Is never consensual if you surprise somebody.
It was a surprise.
So the roach was
consensual? Yes, if I put my dick in a girl and a roach grabs it, that is not consent. Yeah. Roach did not have my consent.
What was that movie with the roaches? Was it Joe's Motel?
Joe's basement. No, Joe's apartment.
Joe's apartment.
Smashing in Joe's apartment. Brian, what are you doing in this situation?
But she, the thing is, she said the alternative was it must have crawled out of the fold of my stomach. Sis, what are you going through? That was your defense, and you rested on that. That was the best you could come up. It probably crawled out of the fold of my stomach, ma'am. You need to be stopped.
They give a background though. She said they have crumbs in the bed from sex.
Right, but. If a roach is in the crease of your stomach or the crease of or in your vagina, how the fuck do you not know?
She got roaches. She may have roaches. She used to.
But if she thinks that it crawled out of the fold of her stomach, that means she probably has a decent amount of stomach, and you know, she probably can't feel a lot of stuff. You dig? She probably can't feel that roach. She probably just assumed it was a crumb. And just didn't flinch.
A crumb that walks around?
You know, you eat it, kind of roll around. She already laying in, she basically laying in dirt. I'm assuming they live in a pigsty at this point. If you just, if we have sex and just lay in the food that we just had sex in, y'all are filthy.
They fat and filthy. But remember, he said he was going down on her when he swears he saw a roach. So
first of all, that's even filthier. The fact that you even put your face down there, roach or not, says a lot about your character.
He can't go down on his lady?
Come on, y'all. We all thinking the same thing. What do this room smell like?
Smell crazy in there.
We sleeping in food that we just had sex in, bro. This is diabolical.
Nate,
you broke Nate.
Nate, with your dogs on.
Bro, the devil is in here, man.
She certainly is not a perfect 10 model based on the wording in this paragraph she wrote.
And she's trying to defend. Thank you, Jared. She's trying to defend it. She trying to act like it ain't that big of a deal.
The roach lived there.
So, like, all right, real talk. Like, when's the last time? Like, I know that we all live in like different climates and things, but when's the last time you saw a roach?
Living Charleston.
Yeah, no. So, we have put palmetto bugs, but like a house roach, little small ones, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So, like, you got to be doing, like Brian said, you got to be doing some nasty shit for a roach to be around.
We're sleeping in food. We just had sex.
And if you sleeping in the food, I know you didn't change the sheets the next day. Like, nothing you
it
can
doesn't
say
sound they change it weekly, bro.
Yeah. Come on, bro.
You go down there, it's like a pepperoni hot pocket and then like a roach.
That's a trash can at this point. That's a trash can. Food laying there for a week. This is a trash bin.
But what
the right, the roach has jurisdiction.
He said exactly. He said that they smoke. And so what if maybe he was high and saw the roach? It wasn't actually a roach.
Nate, what have you smoked that made you think you saw a roach crawl out of here? That make you see roaches? No, it don't, because you would stop smoking it. I don't believe you.
No. I'm not. Listen, if I saw a roach, I don't know what I would do at this point. At my age now, at 36 and some change, if I saw a roach when I was going down on my girl, I don't even break up with to leave. Yeah, it's over. Yo, why you got roaches?
I would have so many questions for myself. How did I miss the signs? It had to be signs. How did I miss these? What about
the toilet paper roll left with no toilet paper on?
Scampling when you turn the lights on.
They're probably walking on trash like throughout the. It's
shrimp
probably
scampi like packets everywhere.
Oh, God. The Hello Kitty bear in the corner, all sticky, man. No, man.
And Kitty in the corner, too. No. Kitty in the corner, wait for y'all.
The roaches weren't consensual, is what we're saying.
Right. That's what I feel bad for.
I think there's a lot more going on in this story than she wanted to put on the social.
Yo, it could have been in one of my creases.
What, yo,
that her she's trying to elicit empathy, right? Like, oh, so it might have been my crease on my fold. Like, she could have said, like, from the sheets. She said her.
I don't have roaches in my vagina, but I got them in my love hand. It's like, wait, what?
Like, come on, yo. Like, come on, yo. Who are you?
A love handle roach is a slippery slope to a vagina roach. It's not that far.
Right. Yo,
you know, and roaches, I feel like they're good travelers. She can bring that roach to work. Yeah. And then the whole job get infested with roaches.
How, I mean, I definitely don't want to fashion anybody, but how fucking big do you have to be to have a roach in a crease and not feel it moving?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
what's going on in the other creases that are distracting you? What's going on in the other creases that's distracting you from the roach crease?
Maybe the roach was in stealth mode.
Stealth, man.
He was putting glizzies in the other creases.
Like in real life, he's warming them up like 7-Eleven, just...
I gotta go find this.
You're rotating on the fat.
Yeah.
I gotta go find this whole article, man, because this is crazy. Now I'm intrigued. See, this is why I don't sleep at night, because it's shit like this. I'm just wondering.
Nate about to smoke and see roaches.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sleep on the floor if that do.
I don't think that's gonna help.
But they're gonna
that's
get
they
me.
Be?
Yeah.
Let me get closer to the roaches.
What are we? When we was younger, your feet would hang off the bed and they kept telling you the monster's going to get you. That's going to be the roach man.
Does that still happen?
I don't know. If I take melatonin.
The monsters sound like they were in the bed. The roaches were scared.
Right.
No, the crumbs in the roaches were in the bed. The monster was going to get you.
Yeah, like, roaches said, don't leave me down here. I'm trying. Yeah. Roaches said, I'm scared too.
I still can't get over Fousey's avatar. Roaches said, bro,
what'd you say?
I still can't get over your avatar when you chime in. It's fucking hilarious.
Roach was like, bro, we both got to get out of here.
Yeah. You going to leave me with the monster?
Imagine what I saw on the inside. All right, anyway.
Imagine being a roach. Imagine being a roach in Kitty and Dwight room. The shit that's, they see.
That's sick, bro.
Roach got PTSD.
Increase the peace. All right. All right, let's wrap it up.
It's never consensual if you surprise somebody.
All right, let's do fake mads of the week. Brian, what are you fake mad about this week?
I'm fake mad that I'm getting old. I double booked myself Sunday. And somebody, they asked, they was like, yeah, can you do the massage? Yeah, I can do the massage. I'm free all day. And I was in a group chat. And the person I'm in a group chat with was the other therapist I'm supposed to be working with. Cause we're supposed to do a couples massage. She texted me like, "You're lying. You're not free Sunday afternoon." I'm like, "I'm not." Completely forgot everything. So, all right, so okay, Brian, you getting old? You got to start writing this stuff down. You got to use the calendar for real now, because you're missing money.
That shit started happening to me too.
Nate, what are you fake mad about this week?
I'm fake mad that my 49ers, they playing in my face right now. That just took an L to the Vikings. My boy Brock Purdy got a concussion. And I'm led to believe that this is all Shanahan's way of just getting Sam Darnold in, and he's always wanted Darnold.
He gave his own guy so a concussion.
He set him up. Sean Payton was putting out hits.
I mean, did you ever believe in Purdy to take you out to a Super Bowl or to win a Super Bowl?
I mean, he did have he won like
yeah
I did
yeah yeah
it's up like, until Sunday at 1:15, I would have taken Brock Purdy over Lamar Jackson as a Ravens fan.
Yeah, and then, well, that didn't play out too well because
Lamar
had a game and a half. They said Lamar can't throw the ball, and he just threw everything.
Right, so. Yeah, they just made him mad. He's,
I ever seen him turn off an NFL game 2 minutes into the third quarter before. But the Lions, we were cutting that ass. The Lions cut us up on a march on the second, the start of the second half, threw a pick in the end zone, and then never came back to the game.
That was it. Yeah,
that's all she wrote.
Yeah. I was with Kenny. He was upset. We were watching, like, they got to turn the game back on. Jared, what do you think about this week?
I am fake mad that I am plumb out of tickets for my party on Saturday, which means I can't sell any more. I can't sell any more tickets. So that means I can't make any more damn money.
On the tickets, you got to put all the money in the bar now.
Damn right.
Yeah, congratulations, man. That's what's up. Oh,
no, I appreciate do like it. WWE doing. Just say you make it a stage smaller and then add more seats.
That's funny. Yeah,
I am desperately working on it. It's what I've been working on the last 6 hours of my day. I had to jump on with you, fine gentlemen. I'm gonna get back to it after this.
Why you ain't confer with me? All you have to do is just have two spots instead of one for check-in. Add a third one. And then you start different people at different points so that everybody's not.
I'm working on it, man.
Go.
not a lot of options left with the Halloween weekend.
Oh, yeah, I know. What am I fake mad about? Nothing as usual, but you know, it's funny. Most of what I post on social media, I always mention the podcast, the Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B. And so many people hit me up when I posted that where they had me ranked number three and they were like, well, what's your podcast name? I'm like, yo, I could have been number one if y'all would pay attention.
Right, if y'all would do your job.
Like, shit, it's saying it all. Every other post is say Fake Mad Podcast. Every Friday is Fake Mad Friday. But yeah, not really. I'm going to wrap up out of here. Thank you, gentlemen, for being here today.
Yes, sir.
It was a beautiful, fun time for everyone to approach.
And the homeboy that got his thighs grabbed.
Is never
good being on with you again.
You surprised?
Right, I'm not sure if we've done it before.
That's so sad, yo.
All right, yo. So take care of yourself and each other. That man, holding on to grudges or being mean towards someone is only gonna hurt yourself in the long run. Just let that shit go, shake your shoulders off, and get back to work. That's all I had. I was just in my philosophy bag real quick. But yeah, God bless. Good night. Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Nate. Corey, he said, what up? And we out of here.
Fuck Corey.
We're going to let Mace take us out one more time.
It's never consensual if you surprise somebody.